Our next presenter is Georgina Silva-Sorens, who is an PhD. Georgina is a PhD candidate in public health at Florida International University. She has worked in HIV research for 8 years. Her areas of interest include HIV, human sexuality, adolescent health, and qualitative inquiry, among others. She's presenting part of her doctoral dissertation, which is centered on the experience of HIV perinatally infected youth in Puerto Rico. Her work is supported by an FIU graduate fellowship and by an NIMH mentoring grant. Welcome.
Good morning.
Morning.
The title of my presentation is Tough Pill to Swallow, Voices of Perinatally HIV-Infected Youth. I have no relationship to disclose, and our learning objective for today's presentation is to discuss the perception of medication among HIV perinatally infected youth, explore the dynamic and evolving nature of the meaning of medication, and describe the challenges and advantages of using in-depth interview with this study population. The success in prolonging the life of children living with HIV is mainly related to the effectiveness of antiretroviral therapies. As these children enter into adolescence and adulthood, they face a variety of challenges and several issues. Among the challenges this population face are stigma, discrimination, delayed disclosure of their diagnosis, challenges related to medication adherence, poverty, and abnormal stigmatizing physical appearance, among others. They are also affected by other lack of knowledge of HIV, and they also express fear of rejection and discrimination when they disclose their HIV status. Most of the research study about HIV and medication focuses on adherence and barrier for medication adherence. Some of the most frequent barriers these youth reported are that they forgot to take medication, they don't want to take medication, or they needed a break. This is a population that has been taking medication since they were infants. They also reported fear that others will learn about their HIV status, depression or mental instability, and they want to forget about their HIV status, and taking medication is a constant reminder of their condition. In addition to the barriers that I just mentioned, they also, some other study found that structural barriers and life stressors affect medication adherence as well. In Puerto Rico, as in other countries around the world, perinatally HIV-infected young adults are alive today due to the success of antiretroviral therapies. Since childhood, they face the challenges and complexity of ART, including adherence and discipline. And we found that there is a positive study that explored the meaning of medication for this population. 15 in-depth interviews were conducted among perinatally HIV-infected women and men between the ages of 18 to 24 in Puerto Rico. Their experiences as young persons living with HIV were explored, and questions about medication meaning, intake, and adherence were asked. The interviews were audio recorded, and Vivo was used for the analysis, and the responses were assessed using the qualitative interpretative phenomenological analysis. Some examples that we asked are, how long have you taken medication? What does medication mean to you? What factors facilitate or not taking your medication? Since when you are taking medication? And since when you are responsible to take medication by yourself? In conducting in-depth interview among this population have advantages and challenges as well. Among the advantages, we can highlight that in-depth interview allow the interviewer to learn about the study population directly from the people who experience the phenomenon we are studying. In-depth interview as well give the participant the opportunity to express themselves in their own words and the way they want it. and there is more freedom, and participants are not restricted to certain or predetermined answers. Challenges is that the interviewer needs to be well prepared. The dynamic of the interview has to be evaluated constantly, and the interviewer needs to act and react accordingly, and it's time consuming since the beginning, since constructing the question guide till preparing the presentation. We have 15 participants in total, 5 male and 10 female between the ages of 18 to 23 in this case. 14 of them completed high school, except for one female that only completed middle school. 14 of them were single, except for one male that was married. By the time of the interview, 9 were working and studying by the time, except for 6 of them that were not. After assessing our transcript, the following topic emerged: perception of medication, childhood and medication meaning, adherence, strategies for adherence, and side effects. For the majority of the study participants, they perceived medication as something good for them, but also reported being tired of taking medication. Here's a quote of a female, 23 years old. It gets tiring because it's tiring. You're like, oh, the pills. But I also do my part. I have to also look beyond. It's what keeps me well. And like I have told you, I have my pill organizer, one for the morning and one for the evening. Most of the study participants have been taking medication since they were infant. However, they didn't know what the medication were for. After finding out, some feel deceived and betrayed by their caregivers. Here is a quote of a female, 21-year-old. Well, I felt mad at my dad because, you know, so many years taking this medication. He never told me like that. He simply told me, take this medication for your health. This is a quote for a male. I didn't know. I was told that the medication that I was taking was to treat my asthma. But later, I found out that the only medication that I was taking for my asthma was Lack. I was 11 years old by the time. You know, I just wanted to know, but I wanted my mom to tell me. During childhood, study participants understood that medication were for treating other health conditions, as we just saw, vitamins, or simply something they need to take to be healthy. This is a quote of a female. My grandmother will tell me that it was for my heart. Actually, I do have a heart condition, but so many pills, I will say, wow, but so many medicine for my heart. But the worst thing is that everyone knew about my condition except me. And this is a quote of a male, 19 years old. Well, my mom will tell me that it was for my stomach pain, that I was so I wouldn't feel sick. That was a strategy that she would use so I would keep taking them without refusing to take the medication. After knowing their HIV status, for most of the study participants, medication means life, and for others, what they hate the most. And here are some quotes. When we ask about what medication means to you, they used to say, the thing I hate the most, life, well, without them, I can't live. My life, that's my life. A necessity to have a good health. Well, the medication are a useful tool to maintain my health status the best it can possibly be. It's mean health. I have to take it. I try to take them without fail. Medication is a relief to me and to my girlfriend as well. Regarding adherence, most of them reported adhering to their medication, but they also acknowledged that at some point in their life they have challenged their therapy, and the most frequent reason, social life. This is a quote of a female. Sometimes, every once in a while, you know, if something happened at night, well, you know, I forget in that occasion. And if there's alcohol involved, well, even less. Also, they forget or are tired. Here is a quote of another female, 23. Yes, there was a time that I stopped taking medication for about a year, just because I was tired. I didn't want to take them anymore. After that, I got sick. Another female. Emotional health. A lot of time I have stopped taking medication just because I don't have the motivation to keep going. When we ask about strategies for adherence, they reported their own strategy. And for this female, it was their family member. She said, "My mom," and she laughed. "When I wake up, she puts next to my breakfast. Sometime at night, my boyfriend reminds me. He said, 'Hey, did you take the pills?' Like that." And for this young male, it was their daily events. He said, "TV show, gym hours. Once I leave the house, I take them. When I get home at night, I shower and take them before going to bed. I am pretty rigorous with that, but that I forget, obviously I forget." Regarding side effects, the majority of our male participants did not report any side effect. However, some women reported suffering from lipodystrophy, affecting their emotional health. Here are some quotes. "My butt is big and my fat is in my stomach. If you realize, my arms are skinny, my legs too. But there's people that say, 'Your arms are really skinny,' and once start getting insecure, and my face, you can't tell, but it was sucked in to the inside, all of it." This is another female, 20 years old. "I'm too skinny, and it sucked the fat from my face. I had to get feelings," referring to her cheek. "And how do you feel now?" I asked. "Oh, super, because before I felt ugly." It was a lot. It was almost to the bone. The pills did that to me. Another quote for a female. "The fat accumulated only in one part of my body, and well, for me, it's in my belly. A lot of people get a hunchback, whatever." Oh, I'm sorry. "Well, for me, it was in my belly. All the fat that I am supposed to have in the parts that I'm really skinny, it goes to my belly." In conclusion, for the participant, the meaning of medication had been changing throughout their life. In early childhood, medication were only vitamins to be strong and healthy, and they acquired the habit to be compliant. Some question why take medication if I feel good, I am healthy. At early adolescence, they become aware that medication and being alive mean the same. They face the burden of the side effect, multiple doses, and schedule, labeling the intake as good and complicated at the same time. They associate medication with body image and with interference with studying and social activities. For the participant, medication means life. Adherence seems to be associated with social issue and not only with being able to remember or understand the benefits of the therapy and programs addressing transition from child or pediatric care to adult care should incorporate the social dimension of adherence. And why care? As one of the mother or one of my participants used to tell her, because one day that they don't take medication is one day that they are taking away of their life. And I need to acknowledge the FIU Graduate School for awarding me with the Dissertation Year Fellowship, the Puerto Rico Mentoring Institute for Mental Health and Research for funding the study, my dissertation committee, the author of this presentation, and my research assistant. Thank you.